With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. The Montana House has passed a compromise rules package aimed at preventing Republican infighting and ensuring all bills assigned to committees are heard. Republican House Speaker Greg Hertz said today the rules are designed for an open, fair, and transparent process. Republican Representative Ed Buttrey of Great Falls says the compromise will also ensure lawmakers are assigned to committees based on their areas of expertise. In previous sessions, speakers have assigned bills to committees that would kill them by not holding a hearing. It took the votes of 60 of the 100 members to move or blast a bill to the House floor. Under the new rules, a blast motion will require 58 votes, the number of Republican representatives. Democrats sought to reduce the required votes to a simple majority of 51. House Minority Leader Casey Schreiner of Great Falls said he was disappointed in the 58 votes required to blast a bill out of committee.
While we didn't get everything, we also got more than we've ever gotten, and they're the most protective rules for the minority that actually represent the will of the people of Montana.
The resolution passed 88-12. A Montana man has pleaded guilty to raping a 12-year-old girl. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports on Tuesday, Aaron Manning entered a guilty plea to felony sexual intercourse without consent in Gallatin County District Court. As a part of a plea deal, the Gallatin County prosecutor will suggest Manning serve 25 years in state prison when he is sentenced March 20th. The prosecutor will also recommend Manning register as a sex offender upon his release from prison. Democrats announced their plan for the future of Montana's Medicaid expansion program today. It's one of two different visions competing for support in the Capitol. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
The Keep Montana Healthy Act is Democrats' offer to extend Medicaid expansion past its expiration date in June. It currently provides health coverage to more than 95,000 low-income people in the state. Policy leaders on both sides of the political aisle believe Medicaid expansion should continue, but disagree about what it should look like. Republicans have said fewer people should be eligible for the benefits. Representative Mary Cafaro is carrying the Democratic bill, which she says removes the June sunset and could make a few changes to the existing expansion law.
We maybe need to work around the edges, but we have an excellent program, and it's a model for the whole country.
Cafaro says the bill may include an increase in funding and services to HelpLink, the optional job training program for Medicaid recipients.
I think that we need to bolster the workforce development program, which is not to be confused with work requirements, which are draconian and they have no evidence that they worked. And actually, work requirements are harmful to people and people end up getting kicked off of Medicaid.
There is no draft language yet for the Keep Montana Healthy Act. A timeline for its introduction to the legislature is also unclear. Meanwhile, Republican Representative Ed Buttrey is working on another option, what he's calling the Medicaid Reform and Integrity Act.
Because we wanted to do more than just removal of the sunset.
Buttrey says his bill would require people receiving expanded Medicaid benefits who are not exempted to have, quote, skin in the game, unquote, through what he's calling community benefit requirements.
We know that 70-some percent of the people in the program are working, so they're well on their way there. But there's lots of other things. Taking care of family, volunteering, doing those type of things would qualify you to meet that requirement.
Buttrey sponsored the Medicaid expansion program, which passed in 2015. He says his new bill could be submitted to legislative staff in draft form as early as next week. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Montana saw a small decline in out-of-state visitors in 2018, but an increase in overall tourism spending. Jeremy Sage is the assistant director of the Institute for Tourism and Recreation Research at the University of Montana, which released the report.
Having a few less people, but them spending more money, I think that's a good outcome.
The estimates in the report show around 12.2 million non-residents visited Montana last year. That's down 2% from 2017. But visitors spent almost $3.7 billion, a 10% increase in total spending compared to the year before. Sage says a low unemployment rate and consumers feeling financially secure could have contributed to the increase. Sage says he doesn't know what could have caused the decline in visitor numbers, but doesn't think it will continue.
But the overall trend is certainly up, and we expect it to continue to be up moving forward.
The report estimated fourth quarter data based on information from 2017. A report with finalized numbers will be released in spring. Montana's congressional delegation has reintroduced legislation that would grant federal recognition to the state's Little Shell tribe of Chippewa Indians. The Great Falls Tribune reports Republican Representative Greg Gianforte introduced a new bill and called on lawmakers yesterday to pass the Little Shell Tribe of Chippewa Indians Act. Democratic Senator John Tester and Republican Senator Steve Daines reintroduced the same legislation in the Senate on Tuesday. Last year, the U.S. House passed a bill that would have set aside a small amount of land for the tribe and make its members eligible for government benefits. However, Utah Senator Mike Lee blocked the legislation in the Senate.
With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Hundreds of Montanans are expected to gather under the state capitol rotunda in Helena tomorrow to rally in support of public lands.
Public lands really, for a lot of people, I think, define what it means to be a Montanan, and our outdoor way of life is the reason that a lot of us live here in Montana.
Kasia Booker of the Montana Wilderness Association says Friday's noon rally for public lands is meant to send a loud and clear message to state and federal lawmakers.
That we expect lawmakers to listen to us because these lands belong to us, and we won't stand for them being seized and exploited by private interests for private gains. These are our lands.
Governor Steve Bullock will keynote the public lands rally, which is being hosted by over a dozen organizations, including Forward Montana, Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, and the Montana Wilderness Association. Again, MWA's Kasia Booker.
We're, of course, concerned that the Land and Water Conservation Fund still has not been reauthorized. And we are keeping an eye on potential wilderness study bills Senator Daines or Representative Gianforte may introduce again. But this is largely, you know, it's a rally in the state capitol, so it is a message to our federal lawmakers, but we're trying to catch the attention of our state legislators as well.
Montana Wilderness Association says it supports Senate Bill 24, introduced by Helena Republican Terry Gauthier. It would increase Montana's optional vehicle registration state parks fee from $6 to $9. That's expected to yield an additional $2 million a year, which would be divided between state parks, fishing access sites, and a new trails fund. MWA says it will also closely monitor any natural resources or state lands bill drafts submitted by Thompson Falls Republican Senator Jennifer Fielder. They worry about her advocacy for greater control of federal public lands by state governments. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.